Good morning and welcome to today's oil market update with Callum McPherson. How are you doing today, Callum?
Good morning. Very well, thanks. Yourself, Toby?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. Not too bad. Brent has made a very strong start to the year and reached over $56 per barrel this morning. Now, this takes us back to levels seen in February last year before COVID spread out of China. Now, is this sustainable given that there is a new strain and infections are increasing in Europe and the US?
Well, the market has rallied very strongly indeed, and it's really happened ever since the Saudis announced their 1 million barrel per day cut, which was announced last week. And I suppose that the question is, what, why have they done that? I mean, and my concern about it would be that they are worried about demand, just as you suggested that there are significant increases in infections in COVID at the moment. It looks particularly worrying in the US, also here in Europe. There are signs that the new strain is starting to take hold in countries outside the UK. Well, at least it's being detected in increasing numbers. It's probably a bit early to say that it's become the dominant strain yet, but I don't think there's evidence of that yet. But nevertheless, we've seen the trend here in the UK in terms of how quickly it does spread and take over. So I think these are all very, very worrying, and particularly in the US. And obviously, it's the largest consumer in the world, but it's also had thus far a pretty lax approach to coronavirus, and so that increases the chance of this new variant taking hold, spreading rapidly, and at some point there is a real challenge dealing with that. I mean, I think the question really for oil markets over the next few months is this sort of arms race between the virus and the vaccines. But as things stand, although a significant progress is being made in vaccinating people, it vaccination rates still in most cases relatively modest and are going to build up rather steadily. So at the moment, the virus has a window of opportunity in which to spread quite quickly.
Yes, and the Brent front contract has been strong. But what about the long end of the curve and the product markets?
Well, so nothing like as strong as the moves we've seen in the front end. I think that's the main point. So if we look at December 21, Brent, so for the end of this year, that reached $53 per barrel recently, whereas that had been trading around 50 in December. So clearly a lot stronger, but still significantly behind the front contract, which, as you said, had been trading up to 56 this morning. And if we look further out, December 22 Brent, that's been stuck at around the 50, 50, 51 level. And then in the product markets too, if we look at European gas oil, for example, I mean that has been strengthening in recent weeks. It's reached $450 per metric ton. That's still well below the $500 per metric ton we saw in February. So the general picture of the long end of crude oil and of the product markets is that they're also strengthening but are underperforming short-dated Brent.
Okay, and finally, what have investors been doing?
Well, and I think this is the point here, that the front crude contracts are outperforming, because that's the where investors really have their interest, and where they've been buying. I mean, it's interesting actually, if we compare WTI and Brent. I mean, we have talked about this before in these podcasts, but since the last summer, that we've seen quite a big divergence between investor attitude to WTI and Brent, because generally around last summer, the speculators started to increase their positions in WTI, but did not really do so much in Brent. Whereas into the end of last year, Brent started to play catch up a little bit. So speculators increased their long positions and reduced short positions on Brent, but whereas the positioning and WTI, US crude, stayed more or less the same. Along with that, we've seen a widening of the premium in Brent over WTI. So Brent trading is at a greater premium over WTI than it had been. But nevertheless, there have been significant inflows into Brent in recent weeks, and I think the market will be susceptible to any pullback in equities. You know, whether or not we see that, I don't know. But I think if we do see equities coming down again, I think we could see quite a sharp correction in crude prices along with it if it happens.
Lovely. Thank you for the update, Callum.
Thanks, Toby.